News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super duper glad to see all of you on the radio. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center there. And we got another superlative professional on the line. We've been blessed this morning with some of the leaders in their industry. And now on the news line is Mark Sullivan. He's a professional runner. He's a marathon runner. Mark, how many marathons have you run?
I'm at 180 marathons right now.
All right. So, yeah, but more than professional, I'll tell you what. Certainly accomplished. You happen to be a businessman and a coach, and you do personal coaching for individuals interested in running. We've seen you doing motivational speaking around here as well and elsewhere around the globe, really. And you run I Coach, the website where individuals can really just make a go-to spot if they have a running career or even if they wish to start one up. So thank you so much for calling in. Good to talk to you again. You weathered the pandemic satisfactorily?
Yes. Everybody was struggling through that time, but we made it through fine. Thankfully, blessed, we didn't get sick from it, but it was quite a challenge for a lot of people, so I'm just glad that we're coming on the other side of it now.
Let's take things on a timeline. When we last spoke about 2 years ago, you had the beginning of what was an injury that you started to deal with. What happened since then, and then we'll get closer to this weekend's marathon.
Well, the injury was a non-running related injury. It didn't happen from running, and running didn't really cause it, so it was very difficult for the doctors to diagnose. I'm still gone without a diagnosis, a specific diagnosis as to what caused it in the first place. Basically, it left me struggling with my form, with my ability to run. My left knee gave me a lot of trouble and still is giving me a lot of trouble. What happened over time was that just by walking, I was overcompensating so dramatically for the left knee that my right hip completely wore out. So I had to have a complete total hip replacement. So I am now partially titanium and ceramic.
Oh man! So you are going to be able to run this week in the Philadelphia Marathon?
Well, I'm fully intending to complete the Philadelphia Marathon. Running is a different term now for me. I mean, I used to run hard, run fast. Now it's more of just a shuffle. I more would say I race walk, if anything. That's what I'm going to be doing.
But you're going
back to Philadelphia.
All right, you're going to be doing that. I believe that's Sunday, correct?
That is Sunday morning. I'll be down to Philadelphia to do the race.
I'm nervous for you already, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm not the only one then.
Whenever you do these marathons, there's a fundraising component. Not to benefit you, but you pick a charity. Tell us about this weekend's, what you're supporting component.
Yeah. This weekend is I'm going to be running for the American Association for Cancer Research. The AACR is the title partner of the Philadelphia Marathon. A lot of marathons are sponsored by shoe companies or car companies or financial institutions. This race has a partner. It's a title partner, and they use this race as a fundraiser to try to raise funds for the American Association for Cancer Research. The AACR has been around for over 100 years. They're an incredible organization. They fund research, and that's all they do. They're putting some of the greatest minds together. They're helping to coordinate research that's going on all over the world. They have so many different aspects of their reach there that it's incredible, the work that they're able to do. They have we were blessed to be able to go to a program that they put on a few years ago and see some of the work that they had completed. Some of the things that were happening in cancer research was amazing. There was a young lady there who had been through so many different types of cancers, and she was alive, healthy, and well, all because of the research that was done there. The AACR is very great in the fact that they don't waste their money. 88 cents of every dollar goes directly to cancer research. Most of the charities out there have a much higher administrative cost. They have a very low administrative cost proportionally. So I could definitely get behind that. There's other motivation to do it, but here I am struggling with you know, a knee problem. I'm complaining because I can't run the way I used to, but there's people struggling with cancer. And so if I can do something to help towards, you know, make it easier for those people, I certainly want to do so.
All right, yeah, and you did not ask to be on the radio so you can make this pitch. I heard about this and contacted you and decided to put you on the radio or invite you to be on the radio. American Association for Cancer Research will be the beneficiary. You've asked individuals who call themselves your acquaintances to pick a number, $25. Is that how did that number come about?
Well, actually, that was it's $27. I'm sorry. The originally there was a 25 for 25 campaign. This year is a 27 for 27 campaign. This is my 27th Philadelphia Marathon. It is also the 27th Philadelphia Marathon being run. It's the 27th edition. I've done every one of them. There's two of us who have done every one of them since the start. And I decided 27 was a good number for that. $27. To go towards the 27th running. That's why it was 27 for 27. But it doesn't have to be that amount.
All right.
Any amount that anybody can give is fine. It would be greatly appreciated by me and by the Association for Cancer Research. So it doesn't have to be 27. That was just a number to try to give it a title.
And you mentioned that most of that dollar goes to help individuals or research or actual services, so very little administrative costs. So that's certainly noteworthy in this day and age. Well, I coach has always been a source of some fascination for me. This idea that you have a website set up, say, yes, it's a living for you, so you do make a buck from it. But honestly, you're obsessed with making sure that people who have an interest in running can do so. Those who want to run faster can do so. Half the stuff on the website's free. Tell us about iRun, iCoach, if folks aren't familiar with it.
Well, yeah, it's just listing some of the services that I can provide for people. But I've put tons of information on there, helpful articles, tips, advice, things that would help them for maybe getting over an injury, if they're dealing with problems as far as what kind of shoes to get, their foot types. There's a lot of different things like that they can look up on there. How to run in cold weather, how to run in warm weather, how to transition from being a walker to a runner, all that kind of stuff. I put that on there just so that people have a source of information. There's a lot of misinformation out there. And I like to make sure that there's information that people can get. I also have some untraditional information, something that people may not think. A lot of the articles you read are kind of extensions of other articles. You know, somebody comes up with an idea and then they write another article about that and somebody else writes on that. And some of the things that I list on there are different things people can try, kind of thinking outside the box, as they would say. So it helps them to get over it, maybe a slump that they're having. If they've plateaued, they can't improve their performance, they're looking for a way to get better, to get faster, or just be able to go longer, whatever it might be. I try to provide that information for them.
Right. Well, and you do coaching and mentoring and personal coaching, if folks want that, all associated, almost exclusively associated with running. So that's a great service. Any one thing that you tell lay people if they're interested in maybe doing some running? Maybe they don't typically run, but you've certainly made an enjoyable life out of it. Anything you tell us folks who don't run?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you would say that because through the pandemic, a lot of people began running. And they had, you know, very little to do. They needed to get out and get some exercise, do something. So gyms were closed. So a lot of people did start running. And the best advice for a person who's starting is to go slowly. Most people make the mistake of going out too fast. Now, they walk to the end of their driveway, and you know, they turn out by their mailbox and start running down the road, and they're basically sprinting. And within a few hundred yards, they're completely wiped out. And they say, I hate running. It's too hard. So the best advice is to start slowly. A lot of people like to transition from a walker to a runner, and that's a good way to do it. You help to strengthen the leg muscles and you know, get the joints ready for the impact of running. So if you start off by walking first and then slowly incorporate running, you can do that. I've talked to you before about the idea of slowly integrating that over a 10-week program, and I can get that real quick. The best way to do that would be to start off with about a 30-minute run, and a 30-minute walk. Most people can walk for 30 minutes. If they do that, and then this first week they walk 30 minutes every day or every other day, whatever they decide to do, and then the following week they transition and they walk for 9 minutes and then run for 1 minute, and then a 9 and a 1 and a 9 and a 1. That's a very easy way to transition, and most people, again, could run for 1 minute. So if they do that the second week, they're gradually integrating running. The third week they would go to an 8-minute walk with a 2-minute run and repeat that three times. And then each week, they would increase the distance that they're running, the time that they're running, adding a minute.
Right, less walking and more running. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. But iRunICoach.com, a real go-to site for folks. Mark, good luck. Thanks for all you're doing. I think you do just a fabulous service for all of these charities you've supported over the years. So do keep in touch and then let us know how you make out this weekend.
Thank you. Anybody wants to donate, they can go on iRunICoach, and there's a button right there to hit for donations.
All right, and you're not keeping any of that. That's simply pass-through opportunity.
Absolutely. All goes to
folks.
Them. I have nothing to do with it. Yeah.
All right, thank you so much, Mark. And like I said, good luck and have a great fast walk this weekend.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You betcha. That is Mark Sullivan. We've spoken to him a number of times over the years. Really a professional runner here, lives out in Snyder County. He's a marathon runner, a businessman, a coach. He's, I call him an inspirational speaker, but we've seen him around here just kind of being a public speaker. And he's the owner of that I Run, I Coach. His upcoming Philadelphia Marathon run this weekend benefits the American Association for Cancer Research.